Yeah, so Center for Inquiry, we are a secular educational nonprofit, and our primary goal in our outreach programming, which is what my job is to help create communities for secular individuals who are not religious, whether they're atheist, agnostic, humanist, just secular, or they don't even use any term. But all of our events are open to people from all backgrounds, regardless of whether or not they're religious. So our main focus in our programming is educational events. We host lectures on the second and fourth Wednesdays in West Michigan and occasionally in other areas throughout the state, but we started in West Michigan and we're working on expanding our programming as we build up a member base throughout the rest of the state. And then we also have discussion groups for people to come and talk about current events and important ideas that are need to be discussed and people have questions about, anything from philosophy to beliefs, recent scientific findings, all kinds of things. And then we also provide social support through our Living Without Religion support groups. So some people who've been in religion, they have had a very difficult time. And some people's families are much more strict and rigorous with religious belief, and that can be psychologically damaging on some levels to certain people. So we have a support group for people to come and just talk about their experiences that they have as they're coming out of religion, or even if they've been out for a while, that, you know, things that have that bothered them from their past. And then the final thing we do is we do social events for our members, and that's basically just an excuse to get together and have a barbecue or go get a beer at one of the local pubs. Because, you know, we're social creatures. We just want to enjoy life and experience all the good things around us. So that's, you know, primarily what we do. And then, I guess, sorry, last one, service events. We have a very active service committee and service program, and we work with other area groups to help do service projects to help make our world better. Because part of the thing with being a secular person is we believe that this life that we have right now is the only one we have. There's no afterlife. There's no reincarnation. We don't have any promise of any life after the little short time we have here. So we want to make sure that we give back and to our communities and to the world and make the world as good of a place as we can for ourselves while we're here, and then also make sure that it is in the best shape we can to pass it on to our children and our grandchildren and their children. And so, you know, a lot of our stuff's based on, like, social support. We work with Kids Food Basket. We work with several environmental organizations to help, right, you know, clean up the rivers, that kind of stuff.
What kind of responses have you had to your billboards?
Well, the responses have been all over the board. And we had another billboard in 2011 that had a similar message again, the responses are all over the place. So the ones that we're most excited to see are the ones where people say, wow, CFI, I didn't even know you guys existed. This is fantastic. And so they come and they find our group and they actually can start being a part of our community, because one of the reasons, the primary reason for the billboard is to help secular people know that they're not alone.
Right. Create a community, as you put
right.
it.
Right. In Grand Rapids, you can drive down a street and there's a church on like every third or fourth corner. And if you're a secular person, or, you know, you just have questions and you're not sure, there's no place that you can see where you can go. So we put up a billboard just to let people know, hey, we're here. You're not alone. And that is the primary purpose of the billboard. The secondary purpose of the billboard and is to help people who may not understand what non-religious people believe, whether they're religious or non-religious, is to educate them and help dispel some of the negative stereotypes that have been around about religious people throughout centuries. So we want to just tell people that here's what we actually believe. Go to the website, watch this video, check out these statistics, look at these stories of our actual real live members, and find out what some secular people near you actually really believe. Because according to the most recent Pew poll, one in five people is not religiously unaffiliated, excuse me. So that means they may still believe in some sort of spiritual God or something, but a lot of them don't. 6% of the whole group of people studied are completely secular, agnostic or atheist.
Well, your group has a fairly reasonable name, if I may use that term, the Center for Inquiry. Your billboards proclaim millions of Americans are living happily without religion. Is your organization more about inquiry, or is it more about eschewing religion?
It is more about inquiry. The name was chosen on purpose. We actually, when they started the Center for Inquiry, It grew out of two other organizations, the Committee for Secular Humanism and the Committee for Skeptical Investigations of the Claims of Paranormal. And so we had the skeptics on one side and we have the humanists on the other. And for a long time, people wouldn't even use the word atheist because they were afraid of it. So one of the things that we're trying to do is, yes, our mission is to foster secular society based on science, reason, freedom of inquiry, and humanist values. So we are trying to create a community where people can come together and inquire and have a forum to engage in these ideas and learn about the fascinating world around us. Now, we do talk about religion, but frankly, most of our members, once they get past that point where they've been out of religion for a little while and they've kind of gotten it off their chest of like venting of the things that they liked and they didn't like, we don't really like to talk about it anymore.
How much contact do you have with believers? I mean, and how do those encounters typically go?
I mean, me personally?
Yeah, or with other members of your organization.
Well, I have several friends who are religious and are in various different states of spirituality. I'm a very friendly person. I'll talk to anybody, and I think that they're entitled to their beliefs just like I'm entitled to mine. As long as we can have a reasonable discussion about it, then that's great. I certainly don't go up to people and try to like egg them on into a discussion about their beliefs, because you know, there's so many important things that we need to work together on, that if we're just talking about a particular Bible passage that we disagree on, that's only one small thing we disagree on. We agree on so much more. So I'm the kind of person, I like to focus on what we can agree on so we can help make society and our world a better place. There are certainly those out there that like to, you know, pick apart theological claims and argue about them. But there's also Christians who like to do the same thing. So, you know, it's kind of to each their own. There are people in our group who engage in debates and dialogues with people about specific theological things, but my friends who do that are incredibly respectful, and they're actually very, very well known among believers for that. My husband and several of his friends who have studied theology for years run a podcast called Reasonable Doubts Podcast, and they actually have a very high number of people on their podcast who are religious because they like the guys, because even though they're actually like criticizing their particular beliefs they believe in, they're very respectful about it, and they do it based on evidence. And that's what we're trying to do at Center for Inquiry also. We want to create a forum where people can come and evaluate the evidence, and then they have to make their own decision based on critical thinking and weighing the pros and cons and what's the best for them and what's the best for everybody.
We're talking with Jennifer Behan, who's the Assistant Director of the Michigan Chapter for the Center for Inquiry. The organization has put a number of billboards up around Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, and suburban Detroit, proclaiming millions of Americans are living happily without religion. You know, Jennifer, I also read polls periodically that suggest that the larger world may be more religious than ever, that there are more, quote, religious people than ever before. What do you make of that? I mean, you've got the Pew poll findings, I realize that, but what about the larger world?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that, I don't know the exact statistics, so don't quote me on them, but I know that in some countries that some forms of Islam have been on the rise, and some Christian sects too. But generally, I would actually, if you would find that study, I actually, you know, you asked me that question earlier, and I actually couldn't find anything that said that. All the ones that I came up with said that you know, more people are non-religious than ever before, and and I know that like Pew and Gallup focus mostly on the United States and this side of the world. So I don't know. I would love to see the studies and understand why, because there are several countries in Europe that are like almost completely secular. up in Northern Europe especially. And so that confused me when I saw that question, because all of the things I've been hearing is nuns are on the rise, the nones, not the nuns, and the especially among younger people, the numbers are as high as 1 in 3 yeah. being not religious.
How many? That's a third. I was curious about your comment earlier involving formerly religious people. How many of your members are formerly religious, and does your organization cater to people in that circumstance?
Well, we do. We have a lot of members who come out of religion, and there's kind of a, it's almost kind of like the stages of grief. So you get people who come out, especially people if they've been in really, really strict sects of religion or even in a cult or different things like that, where they come out and they just need to, like, vent. And so that's why we have a support group for people who are at that stage. But then, you know, once you've been out for a little bit, and if you, especially if your family's supportive, or at least they're not negative towards you, because we do have members who have been banned from their families. We have members who cannot tell their parents that they're an atheist or agnostic for fear of, like, them never speaking to them again or taking their grandchildren away from them. Or we have several, we have a group of people who are ex-Muslim over in the Detroit area who, one of them is totally out and is fine, and the other one can't, we have to use a pseudonym if we ever talk about him in public because his family would shut him out. Mm. So they definitely need support, and we do provide support for that. But that's like, it's like a short time. Once they get past that, then they're beyond it. And then we focus on talking about, like, the positive things. And we host, most of our lectures are on scientific research, new things that are coming out, important social issues. We do service projects so our members can go back out into the community and put their humanist values into action.
Very
and
good.
Give back to the people around them. And we just have, you know, we do a summer retreat where we have over 100 people come to a campground here in central Michigan, and we just enjoy life. And so we provide a community for people that some may lose when they come out of religion because either their community that they lived in or their family won't really accept them anymore, or it's awkward. You know, they'll let them come, but it's just they don't feel like they can be themselves.
Okay, very good. Jennifer Behan, we appreciate you joining us today. Jennifer's the Assistant Director of the Michigan Chapter of the Center for Inquiry. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.